down Bridge Street, you found many plaques from Aquila and Tyson and Goson and Chalk Bluff and Elmont in those towns to the north of Waco. It was usually on Saturdays. You could always see somebody you knew. In fact, after I started teaching at Moore High School until after the tornado, anytime I wanted to see somebody I knew from the old community, I'm not talking about friends or people I'd met since I left Coast, I always knew I could go by the square and I could see somebody I knew. Now, when the tornado came in 53, sort of tore up downtown, and many of those things that existed before the tornado were sort of displaced, and then finally they were replaced. Now, going north on 2nd Street to Washington Street, there were perhaps one or two black-owned businesses. I know there was a restaurant there owned by a man named Mr. Ashford. I used to eat there. And then south, going toward Franklin Street, that's from Bridge Street. And incidentally, Bridge Street is directly east of the a municipal building, and part of it now is a convention center. There were some white-owned businesses, but blacks congregated there, and also on the south side of the square. For the most part, though, were black-owned businesses, but blacks congregated there. You had your barber shops and that sort of thing. Then after Prohibition was abolished, people who like Gus Meyer, I never went in one of those places. I was young, and people who liked a tavern type of life would go in those, you know.